Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Rubber helps when you hit all the buttons, doesn't it? Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Some of you have written me, you know, send me an email. And go, really, Joe? Yeah, really. After all these years, I still blow it. I still hit the wrong buttons. I'm too busy doing other stuff, not quite paying attention. I hit all the wrong buttons, but hey, well, I think sometimes I'm hitting the right buttons based on what you guys send me and what you say to me. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Because when you're part of the conversation, we all win, right? Oh, come on, in all reality, we all win. It works out the best for all of us, and that's a good thing. We've got retired Major General Paul Valley's going to join us after the break. Always like when he's on. He's got a real solid, pulse on what's going on in the Middle East, China, Taiwan, and all of that. And, you know, with everything that's going on here right now, the Trump trials, are we paying attention? No, are you really paying attention to what's going on out there? Because they can sneak a whole bunch of stuff past you while they're doing this. I heard it, I got to look into it a little bit more, but I heard that Joey B. has forgiven another $5 billion in student debt after he was told by SCOTUS he didn't have a right to do it. But what do they know? Joey knows better. That's the next show. Joey knows better. Seriously. All right, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Don't be a problem. Don't be the problem. Now, for those of you who have been following California politics at all, and you should, because right now, in the White House, the majority of those people are made up of the ones that tanked California, and now they're with Joey B. Okay? But when you see all this crazy stuff happening, where do you think those ideas came from? I've been telling people for the last 12 to 15 years, if you want to see what one-party rule would look like, look at California. When you want to see what one party can do to destroy a beautiful state like California, right? Just look at who's running the legislature here. Look at what they do, what they go after, how they fight things. Now, I'll give you the short, I'll give you the Reader's Digest to start with. Before Joe Biden was elected, California was $180 billion upside down. Because of all the perks they gave and other things they had going, just backwards. Joey B. gets in office. All of a sudden, that $180 billion goes away. And we're $100 billion ahead of the game. How'd that happen? Oh, it was tax revenues. It was all the, no. I think it was a sneaky bailout by the Fed. You don't get that much in tax revenues. All right? So we're $100 billion ahead. And the governor says, hey, look, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to start paying down some of our debt. We're going to take care of A, B, and C. Yeah, yeah. They paid back nothing. $100 billion ahead, we virtually paid back nothing. So then before you know it, I don't know what, 18 months later, 16 months later, we are $68 billion in the hole. And that's according to the Legislative Analyst Office. It's a nonpartisan office. They work on this together. They come up with these numbers. All right? Biden, I mean, Newsom, you know, the guy that wants to be president, much ruined that country. The state wasn't good enough. He comes out and he says, no, they're all wrong. It's really not $68 billion. It's $36 billion. And I'm going to help that because I'm going to take $15 billion out of our rainy day fund. I don't you love this Democrat math? It's wonderful. Nobody believes him. The LAO doesn't believe him. Most people don't believe him. Right? Now you know what? Because of the failing or falling tax revenues, because businesses and people leaving the state, we are now looking at a $73 billion deficit. That's going to hurt the kids. The colleges, they don't, he doesn't care. H.C. Palmer, the Deputy Director of California Department of Finance and Newsom's spokesperson on the budget, he told a local news source that their budget shortfall differs from the $38 billion they estimated. From now through April, more than $51 billion in income and corporate tax receipts are forecast to come in. No one can say today with certainty how those numbers may change the budget estimate. Yeah, they're every single time they estimate, they're wrong. Every time. They haven't hit the numbers yet. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE. Tell me I'm wrong. 855-732-5563. Now, Newsom's trying to increase his profile nationwide, as I just said. What's he going to do? Highest gas prices? Highest gas taxes in the country? Right? Highest unemployment rate? I mean, should I keep going? The man has single-handedly tanked this state. And you get a lot of the Dems on the far left that won't say it, can't say it, won't speak up, because it'll make them look bad. So let's go ahead and tank the rest of the country. Because that'll work, right? Unreal. Anyway, be right back. We got retired Major General Paul Valley joining me. A lot more coming up.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed, right? Once you get the information you need, then you can step out on it. Don't make it up as you go, because you make us all look bad. Get your information, step out there, and hold their feet to the fire. And I only get information from people who have a clue. That's why I always invite people like retired Major General Paul Vallely to join me, and always appreciate his insight, what he's got going on, and what he knows. General, thanks for joining me again. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, so I did a story the other night, like last Thursday, and I've had people asking me more information. I don't have it. I don't know what to do with it, but, you know, the Houthis have been running nuts over in the Middle East, right? They sank a British ship. You know, they're just constantly on the attack. And what are we really doing to stop them?
Well, we've been launching strikes against the missile and rocket launch sites within Yemen, but we still really haven't exerted enough force to defeat them and destroy them. But this is it's a paltry effort always, it seems, by the Biden administration. And even the general should know how to take these people down. You know, I mean, after 20-some years in Afghanistan, we haven't won a war since World War II. We need new generals leading our armed forces, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and the stuff that you've told me over the years, I mean, seriously, when you look at what's happening back there, where all our effort and energy, our attention of the American people, is watching what's happening here in this country, which is a good thing to be watching. We're talking about almost 10 million plus or minus people that have just, for all intents and purposes, right, walked over our southern border. And we need to be concerned about that. But at the same token, we need to be watching what's happening in the Middle East, because the balance of power there, the shift, and I don't know, maybe you're going to tell me it's already happened, but do you really want Russia, China, what's his name, Little Rocket Man, to really have power there? Or Iran? Iran seems to be having a lot of power, a lot of influence in that area now.
Well, they do. I mean, when you give them billions of dollars and you do token attacks that we've done in the last couple of weeks against them with some what we call tertiary or third category targets, you really have to go in and take out their military capability, which is their ports, their missile launch sites, as well as command and control headquarters. And now we have all of that data. The Israelis have all of that data. But nobody wants to go the next step and take down those things, or those particular targets that we know are there. And so it's a matter of leadership. But, Joe, it always goes back to leadership, whether it's Netanyahu in Israel, whether it's Biden in the United States, Putin or Xi, or the little rocket man. But they see us as so weak now, Joe, that they could do anything they want to do.
Oh, and it would be correct, wouldn't they? I mean, we're, like, to your point, we're not really doing anything to protect anyone. And I used to love what President Trump would say. Look, go ahead if that's what you want to do, but we're going to rain, you know, fire and brimstone down on you like you've never seen before. And they have to stop and think. Right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Joe. And I mean, I think I've said on your program earlier, in earlier shows, I gave Trump Operation Sinaloa, which was the takedown of the cartels. Now, Trump went on and did the defensive action, solidifying, strengthening our borders. But like I said in my plan to Trump, and he's got to do it, Biden won't do it, you've got to take out the cartels. They're a militarized force, a very well organized, very well funded, working with the Chinese government with fentanyl, drugs into the United States, infiltration. We have over 25,000 Chinese that have come across the border now. Abbott shut down basically the Texas entry at Eagles, Texas, but now they're coming in through San Diego. This is a military operation, not a border patrol operation. The military's got to start protecting America and its citizens. They don't have to protect the government.
No, I totally agree with you. Joey B. doesn't want to protect us. He has no interest in that. There's no money in that.
Yeah, but how about the generals? How about the damn generals? We've got, I don't know how many four-star generals that ought to be standing up. Where are the Marines?
Let me ask you, where are the guys that you grew up with? Where are they in all this? Are they helping or pushing back?
Yeah, they're all retired. Yeah. I mean, myself and General McInerney, General Boykin, there's a whole list. General Arbuckle, I can give you a whole list of 220 generals, Flag Officers for America, which is our website. But the generals that we have now are all woke. But we've got to get the military to start protecting America. We have to do it, Joe, and I'm going to come out with an article this week on that. Just adamant about our military finally coming to the front and supporting the American people and not this left-wing government that we had that is so out of touch with reality. Yep. Biden is clueless. He's sick. He's demented. Kamala Harris is not there. I mean, America should not be in this situation in 2024. Why should we be here, the greatest nation in America? And we've been dismantled our Constitution, our justice system, our economy. I mean, America, connect the dots, start standing up, and we shouldn't take this anymore.
I hate to say it, but we have dumbed down the education. We have down our people so much in this country. Again, thinking that Palestine has a right to exist, has its own country, and that Israel is occupying their land. Who taught them that, question for you with the National Guard. It's been asked of me a million times. I don't know.
Sure.
But, you've got Abbott and others sending their National Guard from the states there to help them support. Can Joe Biden take that away from them by simply federalizing them?
Well, he could try, but under the 10th Amendment, you have states' rights versus federal rights. The National Guard belongs to the states. And if the federal government is in violation of the Constitution or in violation of protecting America, the governors controlling the National Guard can refuse to allow them to be federalized.
We saw that happen when Trump wanted them. We saw a few governors say, no way, no how. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I don't want to end on that, though, but I do want to talk more about the National Guard when we return. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. General Paul Valley joins me after the break as well.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you get that is you get informed. And then you speak that information out. And I only bring people on to have a clue. Listen to what they say. They know what they're talking about. I've asked retired Major General Paul Valley to join me. Always appreciate the information he gives us. And General, we were talking about the National Guard because many people are under the misinformation or misconception that all Joe Biden has to do is federalize them, and then he could take control of them. And that's just not true, is it?
No, it's not true. Because if the federal government is violating the laws of the United States under the 10th Amendment, the states have the rights to stand up. The National Guard belongs to the states. They're commanded by a 2-star general in every state in America, and they're there to be the state's assets. They'll become federalized in terms of an external war, for example. Where we mobilized the National Guard in Vietnam. We did the same thing in Iraq, Afghanistan. Part of the National Guard is not only the Army, but it's also the Air Force assets. We have a lot of AC-130s now that are all assets of the State National Guard Air
really?
Force.
Really?
Yeah. And, yeah, so a lot of aircraft have been turned over to the National Guard that were part of the U.S. Air Force initially. So if you go state by state, if you fly into any airport, Minneapolis, for example, you'll see the AC-130s, other aircraft that belong to the State National Guard Air Force.
Wow. Yeah, and again, we know of some of this, but people are truly ignorant as to what's going on with the National Guard, what they're for. Because,
yeah,
you know, we've seen it in the past. What's that?
No, they truly are. America can't connect the dots yet of what's going on. They've got to get, they're clueless.
That education system we keep pushing, General.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So, but again, people need to understand that that's the national governor has control of the National Guard, and you're seeing what's happening now, where you've got Abbott and other governors are sending the National Guard there for help, which is great.
That's correct. We did it for Montana. We've sent people down for Montana already.
Right. Yep. And now he's... but you had said earlier that even though that Abbott is plugging some of these holes, they're getting in now through California, was it you said?
Right, yeah, through Tacoma, down in, I think it's Tacoma, it's the passing down in San
yeah.
Diego.
And that guy that wants to run for president is not interested in shoring anything up, actually.
Oh, absolutely, done nothing. I mean, Darrell Issa, he's the congressman from San Diego area.
Yeah.
But, you know, Darrell's a good guy, but he's not a tough guy. He's not standing up. He should be doing everything he can to stop what's going across the border in San Diego.
Yeah, they need to scream louder. They need to get up there. They need to make more noise. They need to build coalitions. There's mayors of those cities, the mayors of those small towns that want help. They're dying down there.
They have to fight, Joe. This is a war. You can't just do it by arbitration and trying to negotiate.
Oh, no.
This is a war we have now. You've got to be a general. You've got to be a General Patton, a General MacArthur, Eisenhower. Stand up and fight to save this country.
Yep.
Don't think legislation or the Congress is going to do it for us. They're not.
Oh, these guys have let me down so much lately. And I shouldn't say they let me down because I kind of anticipated some of this. Look at what's going on in Israel right now. You got Joe Biden pushing them behind the scenes and actually even going to the UN to push for a ceasefire. And it has been several ceasefires. Israel's gone out of their way to make an escape route. And at every ceasefire, Hamas has kept firing, have they not?
Well, they have. They're all supported by those Hamas leaders in Dubai where they live. They're worth millions of dollars, these guys, as they've soaked it up from the United Nations and from all the funding we've done through the United Nations to Hamas. I mean, it's totally corrupted. And Netanyahu understands that. He really does. And we have Biden. I mean, he should be in a wheelchair probably by next week if he falls down any more stairs.
I know. Today
in the Air Force One. He stumbled even today, I guess, a couple of times.
Oh, he ate it a couple of times on the short steps, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, Joe. We're in trouble.
All right, the Saudis, right? Whose side are they on?
Right.
What are they doing? Who are they supporting?
They're supporting the new BRICS, the new financial system, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China. And they're not dealing in petrodollars anymore. They're dealing actually in Russian rubles and Chinese yuan. They're trying to diminish the value of the dollar, and it's working. The Saudis are very smart. They're very smart. And that's why they've decided to join BRICS and the other nations. They know that Biden has not supported them at all. You know, the fist bump never worked with the king there. I don't know whether you remember that. You don't fist bump with other people. You shake their hands off.
No, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah,
I thought that was ridiculous. That was right along the lines with Obama giving the queen, you know, a compilation of his speeches. Like, do you think he cares?
Obama, the big treasonous. Obama's responsible for all this treason. That's why you're going to love my new book, Beyond Treason. It'll be out in about 3 weeks.
Well, we're going to have you on. You're going to have you on when you release. Okay, China and Taiwan. I'm getting questions about that as well, too.
Right.
Will China do a full-on, face-on takeover of Taiwan, or do you think they'll do it in an economic way or any other way?
Well, you know, it's been threatened, the Western press anyhow, that's what they're going to do. It's been in the press for a year and a half. China's going to take Taiwan. They haven't done it. I think China's hurting economically in a lot of different ways. I think that the generals of the Chinese army do not want to go forward with attacking Taiwan. There's so many downsides to it. So they may, but I don't think they have any incentive to do it now.
Really? That's interesting. And all the work that they've done in the sea there and building those islands and what have you, that was all working towards dominance in the area. Have they achieved that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of dominance. There's no doubt about it. But the Japanese have dominance. The South Koreans have dominance. The Taiwanese have dominance. The Thais. And they're very good armies over there, by the way. A lot of people don't realize how great the armed forces are of Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea. They're probably the three of the top armed forces in the world right now.
Interesting. And we don't hear much about them. We don't hear much about their fighting capabilities.
No, not at all. It's not reported. I know it because in my last job, I was Deputy Commanding General of the U.S. Army Pacific in Hawaii. And I tracked all those 16 nations out there, and I know their capability. They have great capability.
All right.
And they have great weapon systems. They have Air Force. They have Navy. They have Army. So they're very well set to protect themselves.
I want you to dig deep in your experience. You brought it up a few minutes ago. We kind of glossed over it really quick. But you look at who's coming over the border. You look at those lines. You know, I watch the videos.
Right.
You know, watch what happens. Now you're seeing some of them come in on the northern border, but mostly on the southern border. Chinese, Middle Eastern, very much young men, not young women, young men, very few families, very few kids now. What gives? I mean, you really believe that China is sending these, because that's what we're hearing. You're hearing that China is sending these people here. They're not getting out that easy for whatever reason.
Well, it's tough to get out of China, first of all, even to get on an airplane or leave China. They're very restrictive who leaves China. So if they're sending people, it's by the authorization of the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party. I saw some pictures, videos today. There are women in there, by the way. I saw about, 10 to 20 women within the ranks of the Chinese that were interviewed that are coming across the border now in the San Diego County. They're there, that's for sure. Uzbekistan, Tajikistan. I mean, they're coming in from all over the place.
Yeah.
Venezuela. I mean, I can't even count the countries.
All right, we got to go to a break, though. I do want to talk to you about some of the unrest in the major cities, and I believe that a lot of it has to do with some of those coming over the border illegally, and this is kind of what they're looking to do. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with General Valley after the break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mateo, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. Or you can send me an email to joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. All right. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his information, his insight as to what's going on. And, man, we covered a lot tonight, General, but, man, we need to cover a lot more someday because there's so much that's drawing our attention. Away from truly the real stuff we should be looking at, you know, Trump's court cases and a few other things like that. I started to ask you before we went to break that, you know, you're seeing this unrest in the major cities around the country. You're seeing what's going on with the Palestinian uprisings, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
When I look at the videos, and, you know, if I'm wrong, just tell me, but when I look at those videos, I'm seeing a lot of younger Middle Eastern looking guys in there, very similar to the ones that came over the southern border. Am I off?
Oh, yeah. No, they're infiltrated throughout our society. There's no doubt about that. And it's supported by some organizations like CAIR, C-A-I-R, in the United States. But we've got so many problems. But we don't have the right people in leadership positions in our cities, our government. And if you don't have good leadership, that protects our rights, our constitutional rights, and has a just a system within our courts. And that's what we don't have now. And we have to get back to that. And I think we will. If you go to standupamericaus.org, your listeners can use anything we have on that website. We produce a lot of good information, as well as our books are on there. But we're trying to bring the right information to the American people from our foundation.
Yeah, we've got to raise a tougher group, and when I say not a more aggressive group, but a tougher group, because when you see what's going on across the planet, you know, they're telling Israel to pull back or hold back. Or no, you don't deal with thugs and evil people like Hamas by saying, hey, let's sit and talk over a cup of coffee, right?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't work. They see strength, they see power as something that they you know, will adhere to or will, you know, give up with, if you would, right?
Well, no, that's true. And, I mean, these people don't have a high IQ. They really don't. They're not educated. Islam prevents them from getting into technology, developing things. That's why you see the Arab world doesn't ever invent anything. There's nothing ever comes out of it. They use Western technology for their oil fields, transportation, aircraft. But they don't create anything, and it's by design. And that's why Hamas, you know, they want to control populations.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now. And, you know, you have to understand what's happening in that world. I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and it's unbelievable how uneducated most of them are.
I find it interesting that a lot, some of the other military men that I've spoken with that have trained back there have said, Joe, just simply teaching them how to use a gun, use a rifle, clean a rifle, that kind of stuff. He said, you know, they can't, most of them can't read, so you can't even write it down. You have to keep showing them, keep working it with them. And logic skills were kind of fleeting with most of them.
Well, that's right. I'll give you a good example. I had a very good friend of mine who's a TWA pilot, and he went on a contract with Saudi Arabia training pilots, and he said you can never tell them that they were doing the wrong thing in the cockpit. Allah would provide for all of that. And he said most of them couldn't even pass the test as a good pilot. That's why most of all the airlines out of the Middle East are with Western pilots, English, French, American, because you can't tell them that they're wrong in what they're doing. They say, well, Allah. I mean, that's the big problem that they have. They don't face reality.
I can't even go anywhere with that. All right, let's get to the big elephant in the room. Russia and Ukraine, okay?
Right.
And, you know, we're sending more money to Ukraine. I don't know why. We're not tracking it. We don't know how much, how much forward they've moved. We don't know how much money they sent back to Joey B and family. And then now with Russia, how does that play out in your mind? Where do you see that going?
Well, the last 5 days has been a major advance for Russia in the Donetsk region, where they've just taken over a major city. The Ukrainian casualties are so high, it's unbelievable. They can't recruit. Zelensky still continued to beg for money. Germany's backing down, the rest of the European nations. So Putin will get the four eastern provinces of Ukraine, and they'll negotiate at some point in time in the next few months, and it's going to be over.
Wow. And we'll never see that money back, ever.
No, it's gone.
Yeah.
Gone out of the U.S. Treasury, just like Afghanistan and Iraq. Gone.
Well, you heard Joe Biden. He said, look, we're not giving them actual money. We're giving them munitions. So we make the munitions here, so we have Americans working using...
Mm-hmm.
He went down his whole list.
That's money. That's taxpayer money paying for all those ammunition.
Oh, yeah, but General, we've got Americans working, and they're paying taxes and, you know, payroll taxes.
Yeah.
And God, I'm sitting there scratching my head going, oh, my God, if he was a little younger, he could have his own media company. He's good at this.
We're protecting all the borders in Syria, Iraq, and yet we can't protect our own borders, north and south. I'm watching now. Biden has tripped on 3 stairs today, by the way. Going into Air Force One.
Not that I wish any harm to the guy, but they're not going to have to take him out. He's going to take himself out. He'll be the only president that kind of assassinated himself going up and down stairs.
Exactly.
Why? They got to help this guy. They should be walking next to him or something, you know?
Yeah, they want to show him his alert and have all his mental acuity. But
All right. Before we get rolling here, go ahead and tell people about your organization, how they can support you, and then when we can expect the book again.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's a Stand Up America U.S. Foundation formed in 2006 by General McInerney and myself. You can go to standupamericaus.org. You can use all of our publications. Anything we put there is free for the American people. You can order our books there. Invisible Treason is there. Beyond Treason will be out probably about 3 weeks, but hopefully we'll be able to pre-order that within the next week.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount that people don't know that's going on. And, you know, I have a few people on like you that I've learned so much from. You've got your finger on the pulse. You've got relationships that go back decades with these people that you can get information from. And yet people still want to listen to these spokesholes at MSNBC, ABCDFG, and so forth to get their information, and it's wrong. It's nothing but wrong.
So wrong.
You know?
Yeah, they don't know. They don't. They're not educated. They're wrong. Don't listen to them. That's the only thing I could say.
Well, look, at General, God bless. Thanks for what you're doing. I always appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the work you do about to let people know what's going on, because I know that's a bigger chore than some people understand. All the work it takes to get the message out there. So thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right.
Always
we'll
a
catch
pleasure
up with you
to
again.
With you.
We'll catch you again in a couple of weeks.
Sure.
Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. And he does have a pulse. He does have his finger on the pulse, if you would. He knows what's going on. He knows what's happening. He gets the inside word from some of these people that he's been friends with for decades. So when it comes to this kind of stuff, again, when you listen to, MSNBC, ABCDFG, when you listen to these people, flick through the channels. Go look at their websites. Go look at what they're writing. Go look at how similar each and every report they give is. You have to scratch your head and go, my God, are these people for real? I would venture to say, like, we're not seeing that. Well, we're obviously not seeing this. Or more people would call them out. I would anyway. Right? Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, Google's AI image generator, it's refusing to create the man. Now, some of you are way too young to remember this. You won't have a clue. But the man in Tiananmen Square, remember 1989? That got in front of the tanks, they killed him. Right? The Chinese killed him, period. And you can't regenerate or you can't pull up that video or that picture because it's AI image generated. Gemini is refusing to produce graphics of a man in Tiananmen Square in 1989. Now remember, it's called the Tiananmen Square Massacre for a reason. I'll have to hit this in the next hour because I'm not going to have enough time to pull this off. But this is where if you keep hiding this information... If you keep burying this information, we're never going to know our history. We're never going to know world history. We're never going to know how many millions, hundreds of millions of people that communism killed. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute.